Jerry Woodall joins us now because biodiesel is one option for powering cars in the future, but another fuel we could use is hydrogen. And this has the benefit of producing only water when it burns, so it should in theory be a lot cleaner, but it can be very expensive and it can be quite dangerous to extract it and store it. So what Jerry Woodall has done, as well as inventing in his past the LED, is come up with a way to make lots of hydrogen on demand and safely so we can power cars with it. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist. So,
my pleasure.
Tell us about this new way that you've come up with to make lots of hydrogen.
Okay, so it's a form. We use aluminum as our high energy content material. Aluminum, like oil, has a very high energy content. The only difference is that aluminum will form an oxide skin, so you can't use it for that purpose, whereas oil, you know, has all these stable hydrogen-carbon bonds, and it just sits there in the earth until you're ready to burn it.
But when you say you can't use aluminium in that way, you're talking about using it exactly how?
Well, if I want to take the aluminum and use it to split water into hydrogen and oxygen and have the aluminum grab the oxygen, a piece of aluminum sitting on the shelf won't do it because it has a passivating oxide already on it. So the aluminum, if we had a piece of aluminum with no oxide on it, it would readily split water.
And so how do you propose to do that? Because you have to go through quite a lot of chemical steps normally to strip that protective oxide skin
That's
off,
correct.
Don't you?
So this idea of using aluminum has been around a long time. There are no less than 26 patents in the literature since 2001 of mechanical scrapings, aluminum powder, and all these sort of things. They're okay, but they're not very practical. What I discovered that is if I added the element gallium, which is a group 3 element in the periodic table, that gallium in the aluminum prevents the aluminum oxide from passivating it. So when you do that and make an alloy, chunks or particles or pellets, this material will, ready when it comes in contact with water, will split the water, liberating the hydrogen and forming an aluminum oxide powder.
But you don't end up with the skin on the aluminium. The gallium seems to stop it somehow.
That's how it does it.
So
the gallium prevents the passivating oxide from forming on solid aluminum.
But do you know how? And how did you discover
that? Oh, yes. So the first experiment I did back in 1967 when I was still at IBM, it turns out I discovered this by having a liquid of gallium and aluminum. Gallium melts just above room temperature. So I was working on a material, a semiconductor material called actually gallium aluminum arsenide. And what I discovered is that when I had these melts that I used to grow the crystals from, which was mostly gallium and aluminum, if I added water to that, I would get hydrogen coming off in a big way, boom, boom. And so then I sat down and figured it out. So it turns out if you're aluminum in a liquid pool of gallium, there is no solid oxide protecting you from further reactions. So a water molecule comes along, the aluminum sees it, and splits it into hydrogen and oxygen.
So how would you see this being used practically in a car, for example, and why would it be better than just having a cylinder of hydrogen sitting in the back of the car?
Oh, because it's hydrogen on demand. So aluminum is safe by itself. The aluminum gallium alloy is safe by itself. So I can drive around. If I had a collision, God forbid, nothing would happen.
But you would see this being used. How would the engine get the hydrogen in the right amount?
Oh, very simple. I would have a bunch of aluminum in my aluminum tank, if you will, and then I would feed water into it or feed it into a pool of gallium, and then I would add water, and that hydrogen comes off and then goes into your intake manifold, just like BMW uses.
And BMW, how many, I suppose you can say miles to the gallon, but you know, how far could you travel on how much aluminium? Is this viable?
Okay, so I need to go to drive a car the size of a U.S. Taurus, 350 miles, you need about 18 gallons of gasoline, okay? I would need 320 pounds of aluminum to drive the same distance using an internal combustion engine.
So it's actually quite practical. This could be done.
Yes, it's economically practical right now.
What about getting the aluminium back at the end? What are the waste products and recycling,
okay,
that kind of thing? How could you complete the loop and make sure it's clean?
All right. This is very important that your readers and listeners understand this. You don't get this for free. We get, you know, we get all those dinosaurs from a long time ago, so we take them out of the ground for free as oil, right? And we can't grow them back again. But aluminum doesn't exist as pure aluminum. It exists as aluminum oxide. So once I've finished using the aluminum up to create my hydrogen, I have to get it back to aluminum again. Now, the major aluminum companies, the factories, take the aluminum oxide that they dig out of the ground, pass electricity through it, and get it back to aluminum. So you have to do that to get the fuel back again.
What about the gallium? Can you recycle that?
Yes, the gallium is totally inert. It's completely reusable, so you can use it over and over again. It does not react. It's like a catalyst.
Brilliant. So you could envisage, just to sort of summarize all that, you could envisage making these gallium aluminium pellets. You put water onto them, react it to make the hydrogen, you get aluminium oxide and gallium back. You then clean that up and pass electricity through it in a power station, say a nuclear power station or a wind or tidal power station, to make sure that it's carbon neutral. So you've got clean energy, and this is a way in which you could power the planet.
That's correct. It's very green, and you need to point out to your listeners, however, if you're not interested in making hydrogen, what I'm doing should not be of interest. I mean, people have asked me, well, if it takes energy to get aluminum back out of aluminum oxide, why not just use the electricity itself? Well, you got to get the electricity from someplace, either a coal-fired plant or something. That leaves a carbon footprint. So if you are willing to use hydrogen, which is very clean and green, as you said earlier in the program, if you're using a fuel cell or an internal combustion engine, the reaction product is just plain old water. You can sniff it. It won't hurt you. You're using your house. So the point is, this could be a very viable solution. There's enough aluminum and gallium in the planet's surface to run a billion cars continuously.
Well, that's encouraging, isn't it? Jerry, thank you very much for joining us on The Naked Scientist.
Okay, thank you.
That's Jerry Woodall from Purdue University, who also, his claim to fame is, he invented the red LED, the thing you see on your video recorder and all those other gadgets. That was him who made it.
There you go, a polymath indeed.